from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hook him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
I just got a DM from Jimmy in Europe on the cruise. I have no better way to start the show than this. This is Jimmy. Man, I got to know what's going through his head at times. This is what Jimmy, our associate producer, has DM'd me right as the show is beginning right now. He's on a European cruise.
Yeah.
But he knows the show is beginning right now, and he's locked in. This is going to be a bold statement that you can mention on the show. The Florida Panthers will win tonight. I've got the guts. Cats in 6, baby. You see why I didn't wait till later in the show to share that with you. Because it is so bold.
He knows what time it is in Miami when he's
in
Europe.
It's adorable. It's adorable.
It's not
God
adorable.
Bless Jimmy.
It's sad.
I absolutely love Jimmy. And he has come out with a bold statement to start the show. So now I'll turn it to you guys. Crowder, give us a bold statement regarding tonight's Panthers game. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
Bob's going to have a shutout.
Oh, that is a bold statement. And that happens to be, sounds insane too, but that's a bold statement.
You say mild. That is
bold. Yeah, that is bold. Solana, you can't outbold that, can you?
Skinner is going to have a shutout.
I hate you.
Man, we're coming from all different directions on this one. Gut check. Let's do a gut check. You got the guts, Crowder? Jimmy's got the guts. You got the guts?
I have the guts.
I kind of feel like the Panthers are going to win tonight. I think I have the guts. Solana, no guts?
No, I'm sorry. I want to, and I hope I'm wrong. Everybody crush me. You guys crush me if I'm wrong tonight. I think this is going 7. I think we'll be at Amerant Bank Arena on Monday night.
You're a family from Edmonton or something?
No, I'm just, I call it like I see it, brother. I mean, what do you want?
We will do the show from the Amerant Bank Arena on Monday if things do not go well tonight. That's all I'm telling you. You can hear the game tonight right here on 560 WQAM. Anybody watching this Hawk Tua?
I've seen it.
Because I'm Hawk. Mm-hmm. We talk about Tua. I feel like there might be something, you know, if you want to make a big opening for when we're talking Tua with the Hawk Tua.
Can you play the rest of it?
Because I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't you know.
And are you familiar with the Hawk Tua?
I've lived some life.
Yeah, I've, yeah.
Okay.
Are you?
Solana doesn't even know what she's talking about.
Now, can we start from the beginning? Explain this to me.
So J.J. Redick is the Lakers coach, and Josh Giddey goes to the Bulls in exchange for my guy, Alex Caruso. We got hockey tonight. We're going to keep our eye on a Tua contract. It's got to happen at some point. And when it does, Hawk Tua, we will talk about it.
We could get that dropped.
That's all I'm saying. Listen, if you want to take it in a different direction, Solana, you're a creep. I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
I like it.
I bet. No, no, because we like Tua talk.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
I'm a Tua fan. You my bro. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm playing Hawk Tua.
Yeah. Well, that old creep there is talking about.
Got to throw that thing. Hawk Tua. You got to throw that
You're in
thing.
Dallas?
Dallas, Texas, yes.
What are you doing in Dallas? Can you share?
Yes, we're coming to talk to a big-time free agent.
Tim Hardaway Jr. Tell him I say hello and give him my regards.
he's still putting up shots.
I'm very excited to watch that episode of The Pivot. Please bring me up. Big fan. Are you going to go to Papa Doe or Whataburger? Any of the regular stops in Dallas?
Actually, I didn't know till after the show last night that I'm coming to Dallas today. So it was just like, get packed. You have a 6 a.m. flight. Oh, but wow. Before the show, you did remind me that this is the home of Papa Doe.
Yeah.
So I think we get through recording tonight around 8 or 9, and I'm going to go get me a Papa Doe run.
That is our joint. Yes. Love a little Papa Doe. All right, well, let's do headlines here for the 2 o'clock hour. So we have a good show. Obviously you have a game tonight. You're going to hear it here. We're going to check in with Mike Cugno. He is in Edmonton. We'll hear what he has to say. And, we will talk today with Josh Appel. He's here in South Florida. He'll be headed to the Marlins game, but, this is a big night for him. Long time Panthers fan.
Or long's time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Long's time. Man, he's long's time Panthers fan. Duster Hustable. Nah, Jack. I'm watching Udonis now on SportsCenter, too. He's been making the rounds today. He is beating that 305 chest, man.
Yeah.
I was looking at Twitter. You know, you're sitting on the plane, and there are so many reports that Jimmy's gone.
I saw someone on, I think it was NBA Live last night, they asked for bold statements at the beginning of the show. I forget who it was. And he said, it was on ESPN, he said, Jimmy is done in Miami. That was his bold statement.
It was, and it wasn't, you know, any top-notch person. I was just looking through, you see a picture of Jimmy, you stop and read the article. And it's a number of people, because I see Solano curl his little face up. It's a number of people that are saying Jimmy might be traded. 35, a lot of miles on him. Big, big contract. He might be traded.
Nobody's saying that he'll be traded, by the way. Like, Howard Beck had to make a bold statement, and he made a bold statement. But it's
Is it Howard Beck?
Yeah, but it's an easy...
I take it back, then. Guy's a bum.
Wow.
I like Howard Beck.
Me too. I love Howard Beck. But, like, it's an easy route to take when you're trying to make a bold statement. Let's look around the league for aging superstars. Jimmy Butler, he has that stigma of being an issue in the locker room. Oh, he's not getting the extension by Miami. Oh, he'll cause a ruckus. Like, nobody knows that for sure. Nothing's happened. So any reports, any statements are bogus right now, Crowder.
Watching the Celtics parade right now. Highlights of that on ESPN. Jaylen Brown is wearing a T-shirt that just says "State Your Sources," directed right at Stephen A. Smith. Conan O'Brien is on one of the buses.
Why?
Bostonian, Irish.
Is he?
O'Brien?
I know he's. I know he's Irish, but he's a Bostonian.
Well, he went to Harvard. Isn't that in Boston?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You ever been to Harvard?
I have been to Harvard. They didn't let me near the place.
Oh, it's like a different world, though. I just drove through. I was never going to Harvard. But, like, the campus and all, like, the area, it's weird how different it is than everywhere else around it. It's like a little, like you're walking into
a little
something.
Cut out there. And then when you get out, you're at the bar, and then all of a sudden it's Goodwill Hunting. You know, it's a mix of the Southeast and the Harvardites.
Nah, you get that same feeling, though. You walk or you drive right through the entrance to FIU. I mean, you get that feeling as well, Crowder. Right off Calle Ocho, right off A Street. Make a right.
A Street.
It's just a school. Who cares about that stupid school? Just a school.
They're showing Udonis's favorite championship parade memory right now on ESPN. They are leaning into UD, huh?
UD does good on TV. I told him.
He's very good.
Yes. Yeah. Personable. Yeah, yeah, man. I texted him and told him. I was like, UD, man, you're doing your thing.
It is funny, though. It's funny, though, because yesterday I saw this guy, Alan Hand, who I've never heard of. He said something along the lines on Get Up, I think, that Jimmy Butler's gone, that he won't be there next year. And then UD had to, like, restrain himself. He couldn't say what he wanted to say. He's like, I can't comment on that. Greeny was asking him, can you comment on this? We're going to get you in trouble. But then today he's like, F it. Like, I'm commenting on everything. Because he essentially said Jimmy Butler is staying in Miami.
Because he doesn't want to run afoul of Pat Riley. Yeah. I don't think that there's any danger of him saying something where the league says that's tampering or whatever. Like, he wants to be a good soldier. He's always been a good soldier. So I'm talking about J.J. Redick. And talking about, hey, back in the day, like, we were good soldiers. Coach said this, we did that, if he earned our respect. And he's like, now with J.J. Redick, like, you've got to be able to talk with the guys. And if you can't relate with the guys, they're more powerful than you. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, it's a whole different thing. But, yeah, I think UD, you know, old school mindset, he's like, he doesn't want to be called into Riley's office and say, you can't be doing that. Because I think he really enjoys doing the TV stuff. But I think when the season comes around, he will enjoy being part of the heat and the front office. So,
and if Jimmy, if there is talks, if other teams are looking into Jimmy, UD's not going to say anything about that either. So both sides of it,
right?
If he's not leaving, if he is leaving, UD's going to say the same thing. He said it this morning. I haven't heard anything about him leaving, so everybody on the outside doesn't know anything. Yeah, you might not know anything either, UD. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, I would say, like, if Riley's working on something, I don't think he's bouncing it off UD. He's not there for personnel decisions. I'm being honest. Like, no, he's not there for personnel decisions.
100%.
Yeah.
But he's still considered front office. Like, this isn't somebody who should be out there talking about the inner conversations of the Miami Heat front office. No?
I don't think he's privy to the inner conversations.
Solana.
I disagree.
You think Pat runs trades by you?
No.
I love UD.
Don't twist what I'm saying. I'm not telling you Pat Riley runs decisions by Udonis Haslem, but is UD aware of the decisions that are going to be made? I believe he is.
I don't believe he is at all.
I don't think so either.
All right. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Game 6 tonight, 8 p.m. You can listen to the game right here on 560 WQAM. Saw Jason Tatum take a shot at the Heat, by the way.
So was he saying that they're easy to get through or it's easy to get to Miami to party?
He's saying the Heat, the trips to Miami are always easy.
In other words, though, because he was being asked by Scalabrine, hey, you guys were in Miami partying. Was he? So what I didn't, because everyone was outraged, but I wasn't certain if he meant it the way that outraged people.
Maybe a little double entendre on
probably.
It. Yeah, a little cute, but it's an easy
double
flight.
Entree. Double entree and an appetizer.
it's an easy flight, but it's easy to be down, an easy trip.
Yeah, no, he was specifically asked. We can play the audio later, but he was specifically asked by we could play it now by Sky Labrini. He's like,
I don't want to play it now. I'm tired of the Celtic stuff already and the Heat. I mean, what are we doing here? We got a Panthers game 6 tonight.
All right, Panthers Oilers tonight, 8 p.m. We'll get back to that.
You did that story already.
Any
too.
Other thoughts?
Oh my God, what's coming next? Copa America.
Oh, he's gonna say something about it.
Actually, no, your boy Alex Caruso. He's gone from Chicago.
Yeah. Josh, I don't understand that trade, but
for the Bulls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. It feels like they could have gotten way more than just Josh Giddey.
Weird. Like nothing else thrown in. Nothing. That never happens. Very strange.
Maybe they wanted to get younger.
P. Giddey.
No Giddey. He had a little kerfuffle with the law too.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. I thought we were doing double entendres here.
Oh man, he went over my head. I thought
when
I was
you said they want to get younger. That's what I thought you were talking about.
I was clever.
So you weren't doing double entendres.
Hey, Hawk, can you wear a headband like Alex Caruso one day?
I'll do it every day if you guys sign off on it.
He got that little baby bird fluff hanging on.
He's got that thick, thick headband.
It's a twin bed sheet wrapped around his head.
He's a baller, though, man. He's a baller. You could pull off that thick-ass headband if you're a baller.
That is true.
Yeah.
He's good. That's why I didn't understand the trade.
Yeah. No. We used to mess with it.
I watched this montage on Twitter yesterday of, Josh Giddey, best passer in the league. It is, I mean, one awful pass after another, one telegraph pass after another. Really funny. I don't understand the trade, but obviously, I do think, obviously, he is younger.
Yeah.
And they need to do something in Chicago because they're a perennial disappointment. But I do feel like what Solana said, where I feel like you could have gotten more for Alex Caruso.
Yeah. Especially the amount of picks that Oklahoma City has. I mean, they've stockpiled all the picks in the NBA. Sam Presti literally has every single draft pick available to him. And all you got back was Josh Giddey. But it is interesting to me that you think Chicago has to do something considering they have the greatest player in the NBA, according to you two, DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, they need to surround him with some pieces.
Yeah. DeRozan and Giddey? Ooh.
I mean, there's Vucevic.
Hey, any
that
of you guys
getting big. That perk ain't a vegetarian anymore.
Yeah, that lasts about a day and a half. The one day that we had him on.
That perk's little camera box be tight on his face.
He's eating good, man. Hey,
did you see Brian Daboll from the New York Giants?
No, what happened?
Head coach, they had a Giants event last night. He's down about 100 pounds. Like,
really?
Sharp. Looks sharp.
And he's tiny, too. He's about 5'1".
But he was big, remember?
Yeah, he was a little He was a little bowling ball.
Yep.
Oh, wow. He is dead.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. Does that take away from his, like, coaching prowess?
Oh, yeah, he's a bum now.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah, happens with comedians, happens with coaches. Yeah. Certain positions or certain people, they just need to be fat. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Mike McDaniel's not fat.
No. Certain people. You get to know them that way. That's who they are. Let me give you an example.
Star Jones.
Brought Star Jones up again, huh? 2 Star Jones references in 1 week in 2024. First one caught me off guard. Now I'm ready for it.
Oprah. Oprah lost a bunch of weight.
Well, she lost a bunch of weight.
But she's been up and down for years.
Right. At Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson's super thin right now. Her talk show's no good anymore.
Adele.
Ooh. She lost a lot of weight. Can't sing. She stinks.
Oh. Adele could go now.
He's right, though. Like Jonah Hill. I like Jonah Hill. Great actor.
I watched War Dogs last night.
Oh, so good.
This is one of the best movies. I was thinking this last night. Is that a top 10 movie of all time? Of all time.
Huck, when you say of all time, it just pushes the limit a little bit.
Top 20 movie of all time?
It could jump
the
in 20.
The use of music in the movie, the way that it is done, and Jonah Hill's performance.
Yep.
Jonah Hill has never been the same since he lost weight.
And knowing it's true.
Weirdo. I know, it was true as well.
That's the crazy part is that it's true.
Oh, that yeah. movie is so good. It's not even in the conversation for a top 10 all-time movie?
10, that's tough, huh?
Yeah.
The thing is, I love War Dogs, but nobody talks about War Dogs that way.
They should.
I agree with that, but nobody talks about it.
Up there with some of the best... I mean, it's not a war movie per se. I don't know what it is. They call it a comedy, which is weird. It won an award for best comedy. That I don't understand.
Comedic actors, is that their names? I think they need to be heavy. Like Chris, right. A skinny Chris Farley, half his jokes are gone.
Right. Wouldn't be funny.
I'll ride with you on that.
Just think about it. Like Rex Ryan. Had he lost 250 pounds, but while he was on the sidelines, all the cutesy stuff he would do, it just wouldn't hit the same. Andy Reid. Imagine if Andy Reid lost, well, he'd have to lose
right.
450, but imagine if he did. You know, like all the cheeseburger jokes, it wouldn't be as funny.
Right.
Lose a lot of content.
You just lose some of your being.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I meant more figuratively.
I'm going to think of somebody that got skinny.
Somebody just texted in, Ruben Studdard. Lost weight. No one knows where he is now.
Can't even sing anymore.
Where'd he go? Velvet Teddy Bear. The Velvet Teddy Bear. You know Ruben Studdard, Solana?
No idea. Looking him up.
Well, you won't find him. He lost weight. Disappeared.
He was the next big singer, and then he was a little singer.
He won American Idol or came in second, yep. Dude, first or second.
I'm going to think of somebody that got skinny and successful. Solana. See that little baby picture?
Clay Ferrero.
Ferrero.
Damn. Yeah.
All right, let's wrap things up because Cuno's in Edmonton. Tight schedule for Cuno.
Yeah. Don't let me forget. We have to get to some comments Le'Veon Bell has been making on Twitter. About Adam Gase.
About Adam
yeah,
Gase.
Don't do not let me forget. Your weather. Marlins do open up a 3-game series against the Mariners tonight. First pitch tonight is at 6:10 p.m. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Hot, humid, it's summer. That's your weather.
We will check in with Edmonton, Alberta. Mike Cuno is there, and we will speak with him in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's Bosa. It's Big Bosa.
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Mike Cuno is in Edmonton. By the way, I should mention Hollywood from the Joe Rose Show and 560 QAM on Sunday are going to be out at the Irishman in Boca. Watch USA take on Bolivia. that starts at 5 p.m. Come on out to the Irishman, enjoy ice cold beer specials, get qualified to win a pair of tickets for a future Inter Miami game. And you can watch the game with Hollywood and 560 Sunday in Boca at the Irishman. But Cuno is in Edmonton. He is not at the Irishman. He is in Edmonton. And he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. So you made it back to Edmonton. When did you get in? On Tuesday? Or you got in? No, the game was Tuesday. So Wednesday or Thursday?
No, we flew in. We flew in yesterday. And boy, what a difference that made. A week did. It was 21 hours to get here last time. This was about as smooth sailing as we got. So I'm a little happier. I'm not as grumpy as I was last time we spoke.
Well, that's good. All right. Yeah. I like a good mood. Mike Cuno, is your guts?
No, you love when I'm grumpy.
Well, we do like a surly Mike Cuno as well, but we like a happy fun. Mike Cuno. We went around the room. We've done our gut check. Crowder's got the guts. In fact, I said make a bold statement at the beginning of the show today, and Crowder said Sergei Bobrovsky will throw a shutout from net. Solana says Stuart Skinner will pitch a shutout tonight, so he doesn't have the guts. Where does Mike Cuno stand on tonight's game six?
I stand on first goal wins. I think if Edmonton gets going early again, like they had the last two games, and this crowd gets behind them again, it's going to be tough. That's where I stand. I'm not pulling out the Pepto yet. My guts are still fine. But I think the Panthers probably have their best shot to win this tonight as opposed to the last two games. You know, I think there's probably less family and friends coming into town for this one. They're treating it, I think, as much as a normal game as they can. Even Paul Maurice said today or yesterday that the conversations pregame will just be all about hockey.
And, Mike, I don't know if it's just my mentality, but I want them to get physical. They're playing a fast team, a skating team. Get physical. If you get in the box, you're playing, you know, hell, they're scoring shorthanded goals. Let's be shorthanded. Lying. Like, hell, get physical. Start knocking the hell out of some people.
Yeah, so there's probably going to be a change there. Oliver Ekman-Larsson on the power play. I mean, we saw him get a goal last game. But, you know, adding Nick Cousins into the lineup and even going back and adding Ryan Lomberg in last game, like, I just think having kind of those guys who are known as pests, like a Tkachuk out there, kind of, you know, speaks to what you're saying. Get some physical guys in there. Get some guys that are annoying. I even watched, you know, Tkachuk, like, almost, like, lazily fall back into Stuart Skinner last game, knock him down when there was no one else really around him. I think those are little things that, you know, you do during the regular season that bother teams, and it kind of worked for them in the past. Obviously, you know, Nick Cousins has played a lot of hockey for this team over the last 2 years. I think having that back in the lineup kind of makes it a little bit more fun, a little interesting. We'll see how chippy they get, but I agree. The Panthers have to lean on these guys and rough them up like they did in games one and two. I remember we saw the images of Connor McDavid bleeding because Sam Bennett just kept introducing himself over and over to him. I think that's what they need.
Hey, Mike. Outside of Sergei Bobrovsky, I think all of us want to see him revert back to his play from most of the playoffs and certainly in the first couple games. Outside of Bob, who else needs to, quote-unquote, step up for the Florida Panthers? Like, is it just Barkov has to play the game of his life defending Connor McDavid? Does Tkachuk have to step up? Is it Reinhardt? Is it Sam Bennett? I guess it's a combination of everybody, sure. But, I mean, closeout game, you need your best players, your stars, to play like stars.
Yeah, so Tkachuk, obviously, he puts those big quotes out there ahead of Game 5, and he lived up to that expectation. Like, he went out there and played his best game of the series. I do think it's Barkov. Barkov has to stay out of the box. He did not do that last game. They gave up a power play goal. He's their best penalty killer. It has to be him elevating his game to maybe a level we haven't seen. I mean, we were talking to Nick Cousins today in the locker room and asking him about his vantage point watching the game from upstairs when he's been a healthy scratch. And he said he just talked about how fast the game is and how Connor McDavid seems to have raised his game to another level. That's what you need from your stars. Can't be the lazy passes, you know, Brandon Montour getting picked off and on a power play to give up the shorthanded. Everyone's got to raise their game. But, yes, I think it is Barkov. Barkov has to play maybe the best game of his career. I think they want to make sure that this isn't going to seven.
What was the mood in the locker room when you were talking to guys today? And Paul Maurice's mood as they have had to travel back to Edmonton? Is it Does it seem like there's a different mood than there was in games 1, 2, 3, maybe even 4? Now you're at game 6, you're on the road. Yeah. Can you notice a change?
So I thought for games 4 and 5, there's so much amped up energy and everyone can kind of feel it, like sense it. Oh my goodness, this is it. Like the cup is right there. Today felt the most like just hockey again. That's what it felt like to me. Paul Maurice talked about the pressure kind of shifting from.
That's my Paul Maurice. It's just hockey.
Well, he talked about how he thinks the pressure's kind of swung. You know, like when you're up 3-0, the pressure is kind of on the Oilers to do something. When you're up 3-1 and going home, the pressure went to the Panthers to make sure you lock it up. And now that it's 3-2, now the Oilers have expectations, right? Now they've proven that they're in this series. Now there's an expectation for them to win, and obviously the Panthers are trying to protect that lead. But I think now more than ever, the pressure has equalized, if you want to put it that way. I think it's equal on both ends. So now it just kind of feels like this is a big hockey game and not expectations more heavily on one or the other team.
Who's the guy that gets the guys going in the locker room? I know we have the captain and the assistant captain, but they've never won a Stanley Cup. Like, is there anybody else that has that kind of tells the guys or tries to calm them down with that same thought? Like, the pressure was on them when they were coming back up 3-0.
Well, Tarasenko and Carter Verhaeghe have won cups before, so they've been there. So there are two, you know, veteran leaders in that room they can lean on from that standpoint. I think some of the coaches on the bench also have a couple cups under their belt. But to me, I just kind of think it's, you know, it's the Ryan Lombergs, it's the Nick Cousins, it's making sure everyone is okay. You know, like going through practices, going through morning skates, feeling about as normal as you can. And today, you know, see Nick Cousins and Ryan Lomberg, you know, banging their sticks against the board during morning skates. Everyone was happy to see, you know, like kind of bumping Cousins, like, hey, you know, you're in there today. I think it's those guys. You know, we've talked about that fourth line, and maybe they don't play that many minutes, but there's a reason why we mentioned Lomberg so much, you know, when talking about this team. It's because he is a little bit of that emotional guy that kind of gets everyone going. And then when you see it on the ice, it seems like there's no wasted shifts from him. He's going 100% the entire time, and he's making the most out of the minutes he's on the ice. And I think even that leads by example. It says, hey, like, this guy is giving it his all. The guys on the top line better be doing the same.
You're like the sports reporter Lomberg. There's no wasted minutes when you're doing a sports cast, a radio hit, anywhere really in your day, I imagine, right?
Right, because, you know, like Lomberg, my shifts are only about a minute and a half long, maybe less. So I you know, have to be on as long as possible.
How is Edmonton? Is it Oilers crazy there? Is it just like mad for a victory tonight?
We're about to walk outside right now, but yes. I mean, you see guys, like, when you're walking around town today, I noticed some guys who were like in like their office clothes and they have an Oilers jersey over like their slacks and button down shirts. I think everyone's geared up for it. But outside, this is such a cool hockey town. You have to give them that credit because it'll be like hours before the game, and that mosh pit that you see outside during the broadcast, they cut to when they score. That starts to fill up. All the restaurants and everyone's ready to go. There is just thousands of fans that pour into this city that aren't even watching it in the building, that are just come to like just be around it and celebrate. And you would have thought after game 4, when they won that game here, you would have thought they won the cup, the way they were like honking their horns in the street. It kind of like had that feel, you know, like after the Heat win or the Marlins have won a title, like you get like the pots and pans stuff going on. There was a lot of that kind of stuff going on around here, which is really cool. But the Panther fans seem to enjoy it too. And they're nice. Like the Oilers fans have been nice and very welcoming. So it's just a really cool atmosphere to be around.
I was just going to ask you, Mike, if you just walked out the hotel and start yelling, let's go Panthers, would you get in a physical altercation?
No. So there was these guys, and they were drunk. I mean, it was early in the day, but they had made their, like, a homemade Stanley Cup, right? And I'm interviewing them, and I'm just kind of having fun with them. And I was like, you know, I came a long way. I think we're going to take that cup back with us. And he's like, you know, man, you guys got a great team. It's 50-50, but I really like and respect your team. I'm like, bro, you don't get how this works. I need some pushback here. Like, we're doing a thing.
Canadians are too damn nice.
Yeah.
You're too nice.
There has to be somebody really mean up there. There has to be Canadian Sam Bennett somewhere.
You get any Tim Hortons yet while you've been up there a second time?
I finally got Tim Hortons coffee. Yep. But that's about it.
Just black coffee.
No, I did it. I did the thing. Just black coffee.
You can get a maple donut, like a maple glass. I mean, you're in Canada.
What is that? I'm in Canada, so I have to throw out all my habits and beliefs. What is it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, I make that excuse for, it's Friday night. Oh, I'm in Dubuque. I can come up. Yeah. Oh, Netflix is out. Whatever. tonight, where can we watch you on CBS4? What kind of coverage are you going to have?
So Goldie and I do our pregame show outside America's Fastest Pregame Show on Instagram. On YouTube, you can see that. It's about a 20-minute show. We've been putting those out. It's called Hunt for the Cup on the CBS Miami YouTube page. We'll be on from 5 to about 7:30 today doing hits. And then after the game, if they win, Goldie and I will be on the ice interviewing players. So you could flip over to CBS Miami. And as soon as the game ends, if they win, we'll be up with coverage from South Florida to Edmonton.
What would you, if you had the day with the cup, the players get a day with the cup, maybe some media members, what would you put in there? Some sort of protein shake?
Yeah, probably. Probably go with a 2 scoops.
You'd turn it into an acai bowl?
Yeah, right. No, honestly, I'd call Crowder and I'd be like, teach me your ways and let's go figure it out. Yeah. Take me where you would go.
Man, those strippers gonna love that, Mike.
Never mind. See, now I'm.
You heard of a place called The Office, Mike?
Oh, Chen, that's that pretty white boy on TV.
Oh, Crowder, you think I'm pretty?
You're a good looking dude, Mike. I tell a guy he looks good.
Looking dude. We were talking about this. I was watching War Dogs with Jonah Hill last night. Brian Daboll, did you see he lost a ton of weight, the Giants coach?
No, I didn't.
So do some people lose their luster when they change their physical appearance? Like, if you became a fat slob, do you think you would be as good or as trustworthy a reporter as you are?
Yeah, I think I'd be as good. I don't even know how to respond. Like, what is Brian Daboll?
Well, like Andy Reid. Would Andy Reid be as good a coach, have as much cachet as he does if he was thin?
As long as he keeps his Hawaiian t-shirts and the mustache, Andy Reid's fine.
But you can't do that if you're a thin guy, right? All of a sudden, you got to stop wearing the Hawaiian shirts.
Listen to me. At some point, I'm going to let this go, all right? I'm going to wait for you to be dead first because I can't deal with you giving me crap.
No, because I'm not going to let it go until you let it go. I thought we were going to let it go together.
No. This isn't Thelma and Louise. We ain't going over the cliff together in the convertible.
Hey, when you're ready to let it go, you call me because I've got some ideas for you.
You and Mike are built the same?
Yeah, I'm ready to let it. At some point, I got to let it go, Crowder. At some point, I just got to enjoy life.
You and Mike have the same body type.
We have the same kind of lifestyle. I had an acai bowl for lunch yesterday.
Well, you did.
Size 32 waist? Yeah.
32? Oh, I haven't seen a size 32 waist since I was at UM. Are you really at 32? Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
That stinks. Mm. Anyway, Mike Cugno, he's in Edmonton. Game 6 tonight. If they don't do it, we'll see you Monday at the Amerant Bank Arena.
Don't even put that out in the universe.
Well, I'm just planning. We know you news guys plan ahead, so we've planned ahead already. We'll be out there Monday. This is the first time we've ever planned anything.
You should do the show win or lose from Amerant Bank.
That's a great idea. We'll take it under consideration. I'll talk to Len. All right. See you, Cugno.
See you guys.
All right, there you go. Mike Cugno from CBS4. You can watch coverage tonight, post-game. Hopefully it's a celebration on CBS4. Don't forget, you can listen to the game right here tonight. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. with Doug Plagans, and the game begins at 8 p.m., and all the action will be here on 560 WQAM.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Someone texts in. They want to know if you'll honk your horn.
How about that?
Hawk.
and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.